Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, medium, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I say medium because I've been fucking laying in bed at my house, hurt like a motherfucker, way longer than I thought. I ripped my, like, left side of my stomach muscles. And the worst part about it is, me and Dunn went driving on the dune buggies, and then, he slammed on the brakes super hard, and I went flying into the oh shit bar. So the shit that was already pulled and ripped and hurt, the oh shit bar, like, jammed up in it. So I just been laying around, and the doctor gives me these fucking, like, I'm on, like, Ativan.
That's not for pain.
No, but then I have Vicodin, but they make me sick if I, like, don't eat enough, and then, like, I'll throw up. So then I'm on this nausea medicine, and I just lay in bed from, like, 9 in the morning until 3, just watching, like, A Haunting and Moments in Crime and Investigative Reports. I've seen every fucking episode.
You gotta watch Judge Joe Brown or, like, Judge Judy, at least.
I'm kind of addicted to, like, these Moments in Crime, and, yeah. Dude, like, it's just insane, like, how much evidence they get and how people try to, like, make the perfect crime happen, and then they fuck up on one little thing. Like this one guy was killing hitchhikers in Australia.
Cool.
And he was getting away with it for, like, 10 years, and finally they, like, raided his house, and they couldn't find anything except for one little thing. It was, like, a sleeping bag that had CB written in it, which was, like, short for some long, like, Croatian name, and they had a photo of the girl wearing the backpack and the sleeping bag, and you could see it says CB on it. So, like, yeah, they totally caught him just on that little dumb thing.
Wow.
And out of all the other shit that he covered up, you know, getting rid of all this evidence, but that was the one thing that got him caught. I was like, I'm watching the next one.
On Unsolved Mysteries? What is it?
No, Investigative Reports.
Oh, is that on cable?
Yeah, and then there's also Moments in Crime where these people from Alabama, like, they hire people kind of like Novak who have, like, no place to go and no money or whatever.
Yeah.
And they say that they could live for free if they just do, like, little work around the house. So they take life insurance policies out on him, and then after 10 years, it jumps up to, like, $600,000 or whatever. So then they'll figure out a way to kill him, and then they'll collect the $600,000. But they would forge... They would, like, sign Novak up or whatever, and then forge his name and then send it in. So then when he's dead, you know, they don't know what his signature looks like. So they... And after the third time, they got caught.
I didn't know you could take an insurance policy out on somebody that's not related to you.
They were...
Really?
Yeah.
You can do that? Why, have you done that? I'm talking to Gina right now. You take one out on me?
You probably could.
All right.
Dude, you'd be amazed how greedy people get, you know? Like, they marry, like, these, like, old, like, rich dudes that they're not even attracted to, and they're like, fuck, I just want him to die so I can get his money and then go hump some hot dude.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Moments in Crime and Investigative Reports, because I've been laying up in bed for, like, 9 in the morning till 3 o'clock for the past 10 days.
Well, Judge Judy's pretty rad if you get a chance, man.
Let me smell your feet!
Why?
Shut up!
Why?
She's just great. Me and Darren been watching that a lot.
Why does she want to smell feet?
I don't know. That's just something I wish she would say. She basically would. She goes over the top, man. She's great. Judge Judy.
Is Darren around?
Darren turned me on to Judge Judy.
Is he around again?
Yeah. Judge Judy's a turn on.
Is Darren?
Yeah, he just went back for the week because we're kind of burning ourselves out in the studio a bit right this second. But
how long has he been around?
for a while. He was kind of bummed out he didn't go to your bar opening.
Why didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. He sent me an email. Said he's in Pottstown, so I don't know fucking what he's doing in Pottstown, but I don't know where it is to pick him up for that, though.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the Note in Westchester is officially open, and, yeah, dude, that the opening was crazy, wasn't it?
They had to turn people away and everything. You didn't even advertise that shit.
Dude, they pissed me off so bad because Justin, the guy who's kind of, like, managing it when me and Donnie aren't there, like, he was giving a speech to all the other like bouncers and stuff, and he was basically saying, like, I don't give a fuck if you're Bon Jovi, if we're over capacity, you're not getting in, you know? And I'm like, if Bon Jovi was actually in Westchester and waiting in line, like, it would be the rudest move ever to make him wait even 2 seconds, you know? Like,
well, the thing is,
people like that, you let it in. And I know that he was just giving an example, but I mean, like, Danny Bonaduce, who's a step down from that, he won a boxing match.
One step from Bon Jovi.
He won a boxing match, and he actually came to my bar for the opening, and like, he had to, like, wait in line, and apparently he was like, fuck this shit, and, like, left.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
Which totally sucks, because, I mean, you know, I met him that one time, maybe like a year ago.
I heard he kicked somebody's ass that night.
Mm-hmm.
He was fighting.
I don't know who he fought, but Phil went, and I think Don Vito went and all that. But it just sucks, you know, like, I don't know.
It was a packed-ass bar, man. Get used to it. You're going to have that problem all the time.
Yeah, it's just really hard. You know, like, Angie, Ryan Dunn's girlfriend, said that she went out to smoke a cigarette, yeah, and, like, the bouncer didn't recognize her, so she had to wait in the, like,
we all did,
15-person line. Yeah, and I'm trying to, like, me and Donnie are trying to figure that out. Like, I just want to let all these, like, bouncers who don't know us know who the locals are, you know? Like, I just don't want Angie and, like, Laura being like, hey, do you want to go to the Note tonight? Like, you know what? It's just easier to go to Kildare's, you know, because the bouncers are going to be dicks if we go out and smoke a cigarette. And then, you know, like, I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
It should be like a stamp or something, you know?
It was Seth.
What up, Seth?
Seth did a killer job at the bar, man.
Seth art directed the bar. He's coming on right now.
Mr. Uke, you want to put up a headset on?
Yeah, put one on, little idiot.
No.
Besides Seth making the bar, we're also making shirts that whenever we come up with a really funny idea, we bought a t-shirt printing thing, so we just make a few limited edition shirts, and right now we have a Lamborghini, an old Lamborghini Countach peeling out that says "Going Places," and then the other one is a biker dressed up in leather with a three-sided dick duster mustache, and it says "I'm gay, you're gay, and your dad's a faggot." So, Seth, where can you get these limited edition shirts?
Hopefully, in the next couple weeks, or actually in the next week, we're gonna have a MySpace set up. It's kind of in the works, and then we'll put out an ad on the official website and on the radio and the BAM's official MySpace. It'll probably be it's called Wizard Sleeve Apparel.
BAM and Seth's Wizard Sleeve Apparel,
and it's gonna be like limited edition of probably like 100 shirts. They're numbered. They're all one of a kind, and you'll only be able to get them there, and once they're gone, they're gone.
So, you know what I was thinking, though? Being we do the radio show every Monday, I'm going to go, right when we're done the show, I'm going to go to the Note and do, like, Bam's iPod night and just play, you know, all kinds of songs that I like, but then have a little booth that sells those shirts, and then maybe some other shit, you know?
We need to give Jesse an iPod night, dude.
Yeah.
Jess is like the greatest iPod DJ around. You can't help but love what he plays because he gets so fucking into it.
Well, yeah. And another thing is, like, today's Monday and the Kooks are playing in Philly, so I can't go tonight. So maybe Jess could. if I'm not there, then Jess could do it.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Where is Jesse right now? With the babies.
Is he? Yeah.
Probably.
I think Shit Goose is coming down.
Jess. But,
man, it wasn't pretty hectic. I can't believe Hannah didn't even show up. He's been working on that fucking place for the past few months, and then the opening night, he doesn't even show up.
He was so fed up, and he did. He finally got laid, and he said it was radical. So it was worth it for him.
It was radical?
Yeah. It's been a while. And
what did he fuck?
I don't know what it was.
What did he fuck?
He showed me a picture of it, but I don't remember its name. So. But he had to travel far to go get it. That's all I know.
Hey, you know what? I think Fred and Curtis from The Color Fred, and Fred was also in Taking Back Sunday. He wrote most of the songs. He's stopping by because he lives in Westchester. He just bought a house right on 926 in Birmingham.
From what? What is his name?
Fred. From The Color Fred.
The Color Fred.
And Taken Back Sunday. He plays guitar. That and is a backup singer.
That's a tough name. How old is he?
30.
Probably our age, yeah. A little old, a couple years older than us.
Guy named Fred, huh?
And Curtis, he's the drummer. He's good friends. He hangs around with the
of Taking the Back crew. Sunday?
Yeah.
What's Fred doing Taking Back Sunday?
He sings and plays guitar.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I never met him.
Yeah. So
Taking Back Sunday from who?
Huh?
Who are they taking Sunday back from?
Maybe we could ask them.
Yeah. Maybe it's, what is that, a football game on Sundays normally or something? Mm. They're stealing it back.
All right, let's play a track from the new Alkaline Trio.
When did they put this out?
Yesterday. No, I don't know. It's really new. Missy bought it for me two days ago. Thanks, bitch.
You're welcome.
Yeah, 2008, man. It just came out.
What else did I get you?
Let's play track 5, I Found a Way. Huh?
What else did I get you?
And then you bought me the new Metallica. It's pretty good. Dude,
yeah, we have it.
It was either like hit or miss when I put that thing in because that last Saint Anger, man, that snare drum sounded like a wet paper bag.
Yeah, they must have done that on purpose, though, somehow.
They had Rick Rubin do this one, though.
Yeah, I heard it. I had it actually from before it was released. They leaked it like a week before.
On purpose?
Yeah. Darren and I were listening to it.
Does Darren like it?
Yeah, there's definitely... Definitely better than the last album, so yeah. I think the fucking cover is a little weird. It looks like a fucking vagina.
Yeah, they cut out like all the paper in the middle, so it looks like a coffin or something. So, and there's like 12 pages, so it's like, yeah, it does look like a vagina.
I don't know if that was the idea. Sod for Metallica, though.
Yeah, I have that in the car. Maybe I'll play it, but I don't really play that kind of like stuff that everybody.
You can hear that anywhere.
Well,
yeah,
you can't hear this anywhere, so let's do it. This is the new Alkaline Trio album called Agony and Irony, track 5. It's I Found a Way. Oh, Radio fine. Bam, Sears 28. Action.
Midway on Elmo's journey, I found myself in dark Elmo's journey. The right way I found myself to tell about those horses how that was lost. To tell about the saddest for thinking of it now tangled. I feel the old fear stir and savage I think I feel.
Stumbling through the dark with a broken heart, all alone at it once again. Seeping in like a feeling you haven't felt since way back when. In the dead of that night, like the summer of Sam, I got word of the commotion you caused via telegram. And got all worked up, we got all worked up. I found a way. Of a locomotive tied to the tracks again. You said you haven't felt this comatose since you can't remember when. Fly off the handle every time we sleep, straight up the deep. I found a way.
Spotify kids. Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner. On Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, yeah, medium fuck, yeah. I'm here with Seth and Selena Meisterman. Well, we're changing our name now. Because Selena's last name is Becker, and they want to combine it to, like, Beckermeister.
I want to combine it to Dracula.
Yeah, it's just going to be Dracula.
You're just going to change it to Dracula?
Seth Dracula? Selena Dracula?
Well,
you just want to write Dracula on your mailbox. Yeah.
But it's halfway official because I ordered a pizza delivered to my movie seat last night, and it was delivered to Selena Dracula. So according to the Freshetta movie pizza delivery man...
It's official.
I better call up the IRS and change it on my tax returns.
Yeah, you could order a pizza at the movie theater in Downingtown. So the guy comes up, Selena Dracula? Yeah, right here. Name's fucking awesome.
This feels awesome.
He said, this feels awesome.
This feels awesome.
I said, it feels awesome.
So, yeah, dude, the note is open, the new bar in Westchester, and... Seth and Selena did the art direction to the joint. Come and check it out. And there's been a lot of weird shit going on in Westchester. There's some dude just jumped off the parking garage. Yeah.
What, today?
No, like,
shit's all shut down today. There's like a fire today.
That's another thing.
There was a bomb scare. They found a couple pipe bombs in one of the parking garages, and they exploded them this afternoon.
What the fuck?
They shut down everything. There's helicopters. All the news was there. It was gnarly.
I wonder if it's like random stupid frat boys or like actual like Taliban-y members.
It could have been either. It could have been just a piece. They said they found a pipe with wires coming out of it. It could have been a piece of construction debris or like someone's science project. It could have been nothing, but...
Well, it just seems stupid if... Like, why would anybody come to Westchester? Why not Philadelphia? Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just seems... If it was Taliban shit, why Westchester? Like, it's just a town that has 30,000 people in it. Go to Philly where there's 5 million.
I think someone was just trying to stick something up their butt, and that all they had was a piece of construction debris, and then some dipshit probably left their two packages, and no one's taking any responsibility for it, so it was probably just a bumbling bunch of idiots.
So the whole... They shut down a bunch of roads and stuff?
You couldn't go through town. You had to
Are you
go
kidding
all the
me?
Way around town.
That's insane.
There's a chopper just sitting over, like, low over town, and then bomb squad and...
Some dude jumped off the parking garage, and I was, like, out in front of Kuma, and Buddy Bill just drives by, yo, somebody just jumped off the parking garage, let's go! So I ran down there, and then all I saw was, like, feet with a blanket over it, and then they put him... Apparently, there's some, like, 80-year-old dude with Alzheimer's, and he just jumped off. Like, that's fucking weird. I wonder if he didn't know what he was doing, if he was just, like, senile, or if he was just like, I can't take being like this anymore.
I thought it was the steps.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the steps.
You thought it was faster.
You have to climb over a 5-foot wall. Fucking hell. God.
And then the Star Club, they got raided. Man.
Oh, yeah. The Star Social Club, which is a few blocks down from... No, a half a block down from the Note. They just got shut down because there's some crack dealing going down. I don't know. Gambling? Yeah. I don't know.
The legal video poker machine.
I wonder if they're shut down completely, if they're going to be able to open back up or not.
I think you got all their business now.
Well, I was talking to some of the cops, and they were like... It's never going to change in there. Like, they're never going to be able to sort it out. Yo, what's up?
Hey.
We got Curtis here from Color Fred and Fred himself. You want to take a mic? Yeah, you can take this one. What's up?
What's up? You guys can have a seat wherever you want. Bam, you want to play a song, come back?
Yeah, I'll play a song and then we'll come back.
Okay, who we got here?
Well, being the Kooks are playing tonight at the Electric Factory, I'm going to have to play that.
How many times have you seen the Kooks before?
Never.
Really?
I'm pretty excited.
But you've met them, right?
No, I haven't. I will tonight, probably.
You're going to wait outside their bus for an autograph or something?
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
What track is
track 5, Ooh La.
This fucking CD player is doing this thing.
Ooh La.
That one.
Yeah.
Okay, track 4?
5.
Oh.
All right, this is Ula from the Kooks. They're playing tonight at the Electric Factory. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
In their eyes is the place that you find. You discover that you love it here. You've got to stay on this rock, not a rock.
an island on which you found a lover, then you twitch. You felt that itch in your petticoat, your pretty, pretty petticoat. And then you smiled, he got wild. You didn't understand that there's money to be made. Beauty is a card that must get played by organizations. But ooh la, she was such a good girl to me.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faxon 28.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm here with Chad Eigensburg, Seth and Selena Dracula, and Fred and Curtis from the band The Color Fred. And you're also in Taking Back Sunday, right?
Yeah, well, I actually left the band recently, but and they're in recording their next record, and Steve and I are... been out on the road ever since. Mm-hmm. We just got back from Warped Tour.
Are you still on good terms and everything?
Good enough. You know how it's like the ex-girlfriend, you know.
Yeah.
But we wish each other well. And so, no, those dudes are awesome. And
Didn't you write most of the songs? Well, you wrote Liar, didn't you?
I wrote the music, at least. And Adam and I always kind of did the lyrics together.
Yeah, so you've lived in Westchester the whole time, right? Or no?
I did move up that way because they're all from Long Island. So I was in Northern Jersey for like 3 years.
But
I missed home. I just moved back. Actually, I moved while I was on Warped. I always try to miss that.
Yeah.
So the family has to move without me.
I actually had no clue that, like, I remember hearing the Taking Back Sunday thing, and I told Donnie from Rex's. He's like, you know that he used to work here. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. He's like, yeah, he's from Westchester. I'm like, nuh-uh. He's like, yeah, he used to work here.
No, totally, yeah. I was born in Westchester, and I'll hopefully never leave now. We're not moving again, so.
Yeah, I've invested too much in this house, and, like, there's the whole driveway is a fucking skate park, and then I have a massive mini ramp down there. Like, if anybody was going to buy it, it wouldn't be a skateboarder because they probably couldn't afford it, so they would just end up tearing everything down, and it would be such a waste.
You're pretty much stuck here. Like,
not
like,
to mention, Seth painted like Osama bin Laden on the driveway in a 76ers jersey that. Holding a basketball, so...
I can't...
Not too many other people.
That'll be such a shame to have that painted over. And then we have Ronald Reagan that says, fuck Reagan, he's a fuckhead.
Ronald's the best, man.
And then Lance Bass with the space shuttle leaving behind, and the whole driveway is a rainbow leading up to it. A gay rainbow at that.
It's pretty.
You should check out the skate park in there, because we have Britney Spears painted in her worst stage when she had her bald head with the umbrella attacking the paparazzi, and then it has Osama bin Laden and the dragster peeling out on her.
In the barn?
Yeah, and then there's two cows humping missionary style, too. Anytime I have a funny idea, Seth would just paint it on his spare time. Now we're starting to put it on t-shirts, though, because we bought a t-shirt kit. So,
I want one.
Yeah. We have I'm gay, you're gay, and your dad's a faggot, and it has a gay biker on there with a three-sided dick duster mustache. And another one with the old Lamborghini Countach peeling out, and it says going places.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one.
You like that one?
That one's good.
Man. We'll hook you up.
Yeah, man.
Well, apparently you have like 100 shirts in Albany sitting there, right?
Yeah, I have 100 shirts sitting here, too.
So. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, goddamn.
Let's give them the fuck away.
Yeah.
We also have Ming Hag shirts, too.
Yeah, where are they at? When's Ming Hag coming out, actually?
I don't know, but minghags.com is up.
Yeah.
Up and running, and I'm sure if they're ever available, it'll be on that site.
Dream Seller.
Yeah, what about... Novak was such a piece of shit on pills that he couldn't even make it to the opening of the bar.
Is that what happened?
Did you... You came, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it was so hectic, like...
It was crazy.
All my friends were there, but not to mention, like, my lawyer was there, and then, like, owners of other bars that I had to, like, give my 5 minutes owners. To. Yeah, so, like, it was just me in every which direction talking to everybody, and, yeah, it was pretty much madness.
It was
good time, though.
Hell yeah. That's a nice freaking place. I don't know if we're cool enough to hang out there. I mean, it's freaking going to be sweet having good bands finally in the town.
Yeah, and Eli Paperboy Reed played. I never heard of him, but as soon as my brother heard about it, he's like, oh, they're fucking great. Me and Neil Fallon loves them from Clutch. That's like Jess's favorite band. They started a band together called Company Band. It's pretty good.
Oh, shit.
Aren't they playing at your bar?
Yeah, they're playing on November 22nd.
Oh, that's a long time away.
Yeah. There's a lot of bands booked already. Thrice is playing. Blues Traveler's playing.
Crazy.
There's just so many. Like, I was kind of picturing, like, the Rex's crowd, you know, and I'm like, man, they wouldn't come to Blues Traveler. But then I went to Coyote, that like nice Mexican restaurant, and then like,
oh, they're coming.
These old ladies would come up to me and be like, when your bar opens, you should have Blues Traveler play and Pete Yorn. I'm like, all right, well, at least somebody's coming tonight, you know. Some nights it'll be like 50 to 60 year olds, and then other nights it'll be like 20 to 30 year olds or something.
Is the Blues Traveler guy, is he fat or skinny now? I think he lost like 200 pounds.
Yeah, he's pretty. He's big, but he's trim.
I remember he was now. Fat as hell before.
Nah, he
got an operation or something.
Yeah,
right?
He had the stomach stapling.
He was in the news before that because he had broken a toilet seat, and it was pretty, like, the toilet fell off the wall. It was like a public bathroom. And it's like, I guess he had a, you know, crew with him, a guard, and run in, thought he was attacked.
How fucking embarrassing is it to not only do that, but to make the news doing it?
Exactly.
Blues Traveler singer breaks a public toilet taking a shit. Dude, Hannah's the only person that I've ever seen ever to clog a New Jersey Turnpike toilet by taking a shit. Do you know how hard them power flushers are? Like, when you flush it, like, he clogged one of those.
He did it to the bar. The first thing, like, right after the, like, everyone got the plumbing opening, that's the first thing he did. He clogged all the toilets with one turd. It was insane.
Hannah clogged the note up before we opened. And there was actually shit running in the back alley that people had to sweep up. Fault. They found a few tampons in there too, though. So
a lot of tampons.
We can't officially blame it all on him.
How do you know they didn't come out of his ass too?
Tampons. his ass. All right, we have Fred and Curtis here from The Color Fred, so let's play one of their tracks. What's this one called?
It's called Hate to See You Go.
It's track 4. When did this come out?
It came out earlier this year, and the record was called Bend to Break. It's a full length on an indie label, Equal Vision.
Well, when I went to Barcelona, I went into a record store, and I saw it sitting there. There's a bunch of them right in the front.
Oh,
nice.
So oh shit.
At least they're making it.
I don't think I'm getting the money from those. They don't give me any overseas.
File a complaint to Barcelona.
I got to get the CD player to work, dude. It's not your CD, huh?
Try the other one.
It's Steve's, actually.
Should work.
Well, I'm about to throw it in the fucking trash. Nah, it's gonna work in a second. The CD player's fucked up. Let's see. Bam, bam. What else? Error.
What about the top one?
Yeah, we'll try that one.
He was rocking it in the car.
Where'd you do this record at?
We recorded up in upstate New York in a place called Millbrook, and it was across the street from Alfred Hitchcock's estate. And that's pretty crazy. The entrance alone looked like a huge mansion, and we thought that was it. Yeah, we thought that was where he lived, but that was just the entrance way.
That's where the guy's like, "What are your credentials?"
Yeah, the doorman lived pass.
In upstate New York. That's where I live, babe. I know, Seth Dracula.
Yeah. All right, we're checking the CD player. Here it comes. This is professional. Let me see. No, man, it's not working. Looks like... Oh, yeah, it's working. Good. All right. What track?
4.
All right.
Sweet. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Many are the hours I lie awake, trash the room in vain, try to waste the energy I'll never spend on you. Lying on this bed, never touch, not right now. If I'm over this by morning, that's a future I can't see. Well, I'm gonna hate to see you go, but I've been impossible, I know. Yeah, I'm gonna hate to see you go, but I know you're just waiting. When you're young, you decide what you can and cannot take. Promises that you made, that you wish you wouldn't break. This was over long before we met. This was over long before. Well, I'm gonna hate to see you go, but I've been impossible, I know. Yeah, I'm gonna hate to see you go, but I know you're just waiting. Oh, 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 oh. See, you are waiting. This was over long before. See, you are waiting. This was over long before. See, you are waiting now. Well, I'm gonna hate to see you go, but I've been impossible, I know. I'm gonna hate to see you go, but you will. Oh, you will. Oh,
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Here with Fred and Curtis from The Color Fred, Seth and Selena Dracula, and Chad I. Ginsburg.
Hey.
Yo, Curtis, you were at The Note last night, right?
Hell yeah, man.
You see that, there's this meth head biker dude who no one in Westchester has ever seen before, but not now all of a sudden... Man.
Wasn't that Randy McCoy?
What was his name? Do you remember his name?
No one knows his name.
He has this...
Like Sandy McCoy.
He has this, like, what kind of bike is it?
A Harley.
It's an amazing... I mean,
it's a Harley with, like...
It's got all sorts of gadgets and switches, and it's got a vibrating seat
for
the ladies on the back.
Yeah, like, he hits a button, and the whole seat vibrates.
And like,
he
the
wanted me to go on a
changes.
Ride with him. I'm like, come to Wawa with me. I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah.
I don't want my seat vibrating on my ass, dude.
And a neon blue flagpole.
He's covered
electric
in, like... blue flagpole.
Oh. He's covered in... His shirt has, like, swastikas and Muppet patches all over
it. Yeah, he looked like shit. And then on the back, out of nowhere, there's a random puddle of mud patch.
Is there?
Yeah.
All he listens to is Missy Elliott and, like, Eminem.
He didn't know who Puddle of Mud was.
No.
But he has the patch, and I told him to take it off. He was like, just rip it off for me.
And his the back of his bike says, I eat rice. And then he showed me all these photos of him at, like, this Burning Man festival with, like, this big dick go-kart. And
that was cool. It was coming stars out of the tip of it. It's pretty cool. They're pretty handy, and everything they build is, like, for free.
And then he was showing me pictures of all the girls that he fucked and stuff. He's a weird dude.
Poor girls.
And you know what? He lives right near you.
Oh,
He lives on New Street and Birmingham. No.
Oh, no, yeah.
New and 926.
Yeah, that's right near me. I better move, huh?
Because I asked him, I was like,
where they? He's about 65.
No, man, get a bike.
I was like, where do you live?
He's a gray hair guy. I think I saw him. He was
blonde.
There the first night.
Blonde.
Here.
Blonde haired dude.
Yeah,
with
real scraggly.
Exactly like David Lee Roth, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like 60 and still going for it. Like, still drinking like a maniac. Weed, mushrooms, ecstasy, and who God knows what else.
He would fit right in Hanoi Rocks, dude. He looked pretty much like that.
Yeah. He's a born again, too. And he's trying to get all of the bike gangs in the world together to unite and ride for Jesus.
Yeah, what day is that going to be?
It's only one of them, though. Like, he doesn't have
Tuesday.
Another guy with him, let alone another gang.
I know.
I know
I just can't believe that I've never seen this dude before, and now I've been seeing him every single night.
Yeah.
Man, and he pulls up to the bar, gets out and close talks everybody, then he gets back on his bike, goes around the block, and then reparks again, and he did it like 5 times last night.
I haven't even seen him inside.
He's there last night.
He's definitely pure entertainment, but like, man, he's one of those dudes where like you could only take him in small doses, you know?
Yeah. It looks like he was taking large doses of
water. Oh, yeah.
I guess he just, you know, before The Note opened, he's probably just thought that Killed Airs and Doc McGrogan's ain't the thing for him. You know?
Yeah, well, he's like a square bar kind of guy, don't you think?
Yeah. That's Dunn's hangout. Just because they have the Marky Mark CD on the jukebox. Dunn is so against these new internet jukeboxes because you could play like whatever you want. And it does suck, dude, because when I walked in, somebody was playing Gloria Estefan at my bar.
That's the worst.
Fuck.
No way, at your bar. Oh, yeah, that's true. Touch Tunes, is that the jukebox company?
Yeah.
Yep. You know how much you get for that? We just filled out a Touch Tune thing. You get 0.005 cents for every play.
That blows.
Yeah, to split after your accountant sends you the check, it's like less than a penny at least, you know.
It's expensive to play songs on that thing, too.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
It's like a buck and a half a song or something. Yeah. And then you always skip the other person's song, but then the other person could skip your song. So now you're like fifth in line after you just paid like $3 to skip everybody's song, but it's still fifth in line. Such bullshit. They're making a killing and you're only getting 0.005 cents per song. Man.
Fucking vacation down a bullshit beach.
And there's always these college douchebags who don't know what to play, so then they'll play like, do you like the way you smack my ass? And shit like that. And if I go crazy, babe, will you still call me Superman? So that shit's playing at the bar.
Man, we should break in, you know, and then sledgehammer the iTunes thing off and be like, Donnie, somebody broke in, dude.
They didn't take any of the money or anything.
They just smashed the iTunes thing. wouldn't be a half bad idea.
But you can't put your own shit in there?
Nope. Can't do anything with it.
There's nothing in it. It's just like connected to the internet. But it's a really hard thing to figure out, especially when you've been drinking. It's like asking a drunk to figure out nuclear fusion or whatever, fission. It's really tough. For me. At least.
Yeah, I like fission. That's a big one.
I kind of got the hang of it. It was a pain at first. But yeah, when you're like a few Jamesons deep, you're just like, what the fuck? Like, how do I hit anything?
I got pretty drunk at your bar that night, dude. I puked that night. I haven't fucking puked in a long time.
What were you drinking?
Jack all night. But I don't know what the fuck happened. On the way out of there, I played some CKY songs in the car with Jess. And
oh, well.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just fucking rolled out of his Mercedes and threw up and just left. Waldy from Viking Skulls with me. He's like, hey, Jay, hey, boy, say bye. He's not going to say goodbye. I just fucking puked. I haven't puked in a long time.
I've had like 8 vodka in clubs that night.
Is that what you were drinking?
Yeah. Dude, I was just like downing them because I was like talking to so many people and then I get a little bit uncomfortable. So I take a big ass swig and the next thing you know, it's gone. And then I order another one. Yeah.
CKY might play their Halloween. There or the truck. Not sure yet. But if we do, I mean, we'll do one of the, or both.
Mm-hmm. I think that you should play at the Note.
Yeah, I'd like to. It's just there's an all-age issue. We're trying to figure that out.
I think it's going to happen, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I don't see why we wouldn't.
Yeah, it's just legal bull crate. A lot of crap.
I want to play a track. This one's for Huff. It's the Stone Roses.
Yeah, Huffy was there. He was pretty wasted, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it when Huff gets wasted because he always turns into argument mode. Like, even if you agree with him, he'll wonder why you're agreeing, and then he'll try to, like, make you not agree just so he can argue.
He was yelling at us about Steely Dan. It was a big blowout.
What was he saying?
Nobody but fucking scumbags like Steely Dan, and it's not even funny. You can't even like one song by them. We're like, God, dude.
But even if you're like, yeah, man, totally, he'll be like, huh? No, you're supposed to argue, and then I'm supposed to like argue back, because that's the way that I get when I'm drunk.
Good track, man.
Track one.
Yep.
Yeah, Stone Roses. Let's hear it. This one's for Huff. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Yeah, it's true. This CD player doesn't want to work either, right?
But that's a real CD.
Doesn't mean the CD player is a real CD player.
I want to be adored.
It's a piece of shit.
Did it work? What's going on? Did Novak spill booze in it or something?
It's a good possibility. I think, no, there's coke in it. That's what.
Wasn't me.
I didn't do it.
I wasn't even here.
I wasn't even here. I was too busy getting beat up by the Hell's Angels. I got a black eye the size of a baseball. Bam! That's why I couldn't come.
Well, Mandy said that it was because you're all hopped on pills and you couldn't leave the couch.
That's a lie. Mandy lies. Fuck her. I'm never talking to that bitch again. Oh, shit. She's calling. Hang on.
Rock and roll.
Can you come pick me up?
Here we go.
No, man. This cocksucking shit.
Can you come pick me up?
You got another CD?
P.S. Can you come pick me up?
Man, Huff has got no luck.
Come on.
Dude, I'm trying. Let's take a vacation to Bullshit Beach.
It's a real CD. Is it working?
No, dude. Kick back. Enjoy the sun.
I'm going to sit here until it works. Unless you want me to play a Rat track. You want to hear Rat?
Yeah.
You want to hear Rat?
Yes.
Fuck it. I'll play Rat.
Fuck yeah.
You're in love.
My first rock concert was Rat with Bon Jovi opening.
Rat. I'm in the Rat.
Rat and roll.
Stephen Piercy was in the Microtel a little bit ago. I don't know what the fuck he was doing in there, but he was there. He was chilling at the Microtel in Westchester.
Dishes.
Oh, yeah. Is this one working?
We're fucking trying to figure that one out, too. You don't blame this shit on me, kid. Fucker.
We need to get that thing cleaned out or something.
It's me taking a shit.
Well, he's not even the singer for
it's
Rat.
It's the CD player taking a shit.
Is he?
Who? Stephen Piercy?
No, someone else. I saw them in the parking lot of the Hilton in Reno with Quiet Riot a couple years back, and it wasn't even the real singer from Rat.
That's bullshit.
It was a good thing I didn't pay. And I jumped.
Oh,
over
I remember
the fence.
That when they changed the singer. Yeah, Journey just played at the fucking Wachovia Center, and I heard it's not even the real singer.
It's not. And Cheap Trick opened for them. We saw
opening
them, and oh my fucking god, Cheap Trick is the greatest. Still,
really,
by far, they'll blow anyone out of the water. It was insane.
They had this.
They played five songs. They opened for Heart and Journey, and it was
25 minutes.
It was incredible.
Set, and they're opening for Journey with a fake singer, and there's just no justice.
How was Journey?
We left.
We were
really?
There for 5 minutes.
Cheap Trick is the greatest, hands down.
Seth bought a Cheap Trick bandana, and away we went.
And then away we went.
Dad, this fucking CD player is not going to work either. We could do something off iTunes or something.
Yeah, let's do it. What do you think? Plasmatics?
I was kind of getting psyched for Rat, though.
If you have Rat, play it.
Let's see it.
Oh, Novak's calling right now.
We'll talk to him. Here's
Should I answer it?
Yeah.
Yo.
What's up?
Last time I checked, you were too pilled up to make it to the note show. The opening. How could you miss that?
How was the opening? Was it good?
Yeah, it was fucking great, asswipe.
I apologize for not coming.
What,
I definitely apologize.
What did you do? Why couldn't you make it?
Because I ate pills like an idiot.
What kind?
Xanax.
Idiot.
Duh.
I want to know. You're on the radio, by the way. Why did you get beat up by the Hell's Angels?
I'm on the radio now. Why are you doing
that? Oh, yeah.
Because
hey.
I'm going to the Kook Show tonight.
Where's that at?
That's in Philly.
Better go with you.
Never mind that. I want to know why you got beat up by the Hell's Angels.
I was at a bar, and apparently I stood up on a bar stool, and I spit up in the air. And apparently. Next thing I know, a Hell's Angel guy comes and rips me off the chair, and I'm on the ground getting the shit kicked out of me. And then Mandy jumped on top of him and tried to pull him off.
Yeah.
And when he realized it was a girl, he like pushed her aside, and like him and eight of his buddies beat me up, and they pulled me outside and beat me up, and fucking it wasn't that big of a deal.
But yeah, but do you still have a black eye?
They pulled me out, and beat me up. It wasn't a big deal.
It's a slight of a black eye, but it's still there.
Jesus, what bar were you at? Skin.
Firehouse. No, the skin
isn't
open anymore.
Is it a strip club that you're at?
What?
Is it called
the Firehouse.
Is that a strip club?
No, it's not a strip club. It's a regular bar. But people were just amped up because it was a Ravens game. So the Ravens game that day, the opening game. So there's all kinds of drunk fucks there.
Did your girlfriend hump any of the Ravens yet?
What?
Did Mandy ever hump any of the Ravens players, or did she just stick with the Orioles?
I'm sure the Ravens too, but me and her on the outs, I think we're pretty much broken up, so...
I just heard her in the background.
You're on her phone right now.
I just heard her... Yeah, you're on her phone, and I just heard her in the background.
Yeah, at the house, but that's only for a time being.
Oh, so you guys are breaking up?
Well, yeah, I think we're on the verge of that one.
Why? What's the reason this time?
Me being an idiot constantly. Well, actually, this time she thinks that I was at a strip joint on Tuesday night. I was at a strip joint on Tuesday night with a stripper and stayed at a stripper's house at a condominium, which is a complete lie. I haven't been to a strip joint in over 2 months.
It was an apartment.
Yeah, really.
It wasn't a condo.
So she thinks that. So that's the deal. Is
she yelling in the background?
Yeah.
Ask her what really happened.
Yeah, can we ask her what really happened?
Yeah, hold on.
Hey, we're on the radio. So Novak's hanging out with strippers and shit, or is he still denying it?
Well, he's still denying that, but now he's claiming that he was in the project at some black lady's house, and that's where he slept.
Why was he there?
Buying drugs.
What, Xanax or heroin?
He'll tell you it was pills, but it was probably heroin. Why would you go to the projects to get pills?
Exactly. That's a good point.
I mean, if he's going to get pills, he's going to call one of his friends, or he's going to go... You know what? He would go to the projects to buy heroin. And why would he sleep at some black lady's house?
What?
For no reason, and he'll come home all night. After he came to my job and demanded $100 from me, embarrassed me in front of everybody that I work with and pretty much got me fired.
Jesus.
So he came in, he said he was going to get me fired. He took $100 from me, and then he went to some black lady's house and stayed there all night doing drugs.
Man.
He's a keeper. He's completely fucking up again.
Better than a pink elephant's house.
Is he seeing pink elephants again?
What?
Is he seeing those pink elephants again? Remember we saw them in rehab?
I would say so. I would say so.
Man. All right, well,
I don't know.
It's a good way to celebrate your book release, Novak.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, I got to go because we're on the radio, but tell that idiot that I'll call him back in a bit.
Yeah, we don't talk to junkies.
Thanks.
Later, bitch.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
I got laid down.
Man, what a mess that kid.
Yeah, what a fucking mistake.
All right, let's hear that rat song.
Okay.
Take this Novak being a piece of shit off my mind. This is Rat Radio Band Series 28 Faction. It's time to go now, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm going to the Kooks concert at the Electric Factory, and Seth and Selena Dracula are going to the Madea concert. So, I mean, we gotta take off. Oh, that's, man. Uncle Matt and the Shippers' earlier band.
That'd
They're getting
awesome.
Back together.
They're playing in Bobby Caldwell's basement tonight.
I heard it was at the Hotel Regency across from the Granite Run Mall.
Go in the back door in case Bobby's mom's there. Fucking bitch.
All right, should we end it with one more song?
It's up to you, man.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, let's just hope this fucking cocksucking shitbag CD player works.
Well, maybe we could just say it, and then New York can put it in on a file that they have.
I'm willing to try.
You know what? I got to get ready for Philly. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. And thanks for Fred and Curtis for coming by from The Color Fred. And get their album, motherfucker.
What Stone Roses song did you want to play if I can get it working?
I wanted to play I Want to Be Adored.
Track 5?
It's track 1.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. All right, dudes. Later.
Rock and roll.
Bye-bye.
Radio Band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's not going to work.
Really? Well, I'm sure they can get it.
No, it's playing. Slightly. Hey, Rock and Roll, Radio Band.
that's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.